What up, Real Live Talk family? It's your man, Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. This is the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show that you are tuning into right here. I'm sitting here with the brethren. 88 Keys.
Yeah. I say yeah like that because I'm kind of in the car without a GPS and I'm wondering where I'm about to go right
now. Oh, shit.
That's why I say yeah.
Let me get another splash. Let me get another
splash. That's why I say yeah.
Let me get another splash and then I'm looking. Yeah, all right, you know we it's one of them times.
I just written about some things before we got on that I can't vent about now. Because those certain people, not that I talk behind people's back, but they might actually hear this episode.
And we don't know. I don't think, well, he would have to share it to them. Well, does your lady tune in this one? On their own?
Yeah, well, the ones that I play.
Like, I'm talking about like if you ain't.
Oh no! I know. I think she did listen to one that I did not play for her.
On Spotify.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I have to be extra careful.
Okay.
I got a tiptoe through the tulips.
I ain't never heard that one.
Oh, that's a this is a white guy that my mother used. He was a really weird dude named Tiny Tim. Played the ukulele, but he was about the size of Sasquatch. No, this is real shit. Everybody, and people out there know who Tiny Tim is. Some of them, but yeah, he had a really weird song, really weird vibe. But Ed Sullivan picked him up.
Oh shit!
You know, yeah, that's all I can say about that. Weird dude, weird vibe, weird song. Tiptoe to the tulips. Very weird.
Yeah, y'all. We all the way real live. Matter of fact, Bridger, can you key up our theme music?
Oh.
For the podcast.
Hold on. Let me say this real quick. All right, y'all. I got to come back to this.
Yeah, come back to it. Definitely, because that is some
fly shit. I was right in the middle of doing this.
Matter of fact, you ain't even got to.
I got you.
Keep your momentum going on now. Keep the momentum going.
We need some background noise.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need some background noise, but you know how it is.
Wait, you got this one.
No, I took it off.
Oh, okay.
I took it off.
All right, let's do some
songs. I took it off to make sure I did. Yeah, I did. I took it off. So make sure I took it off on this one, too. We talking about the Bluetooth, y'all.
Yeah, man. I was just about to say, that's funny that you addressed that, because I was just about to say, I don't know.
Yeah, we got to, because, which ties into the topic at hand. We are in these times.
Yeah.
Episode 57.
Them and them is they, and those are ours.
We are, episode 57, season 5, all the way live, 365. We are in these times. .. Right. Blah, blah, blah. Live in.
That's kind of sound. Yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up.
First and foremost, all praise is due to the Most High. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you for life. Thank you for all this. Yes. Go on. Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing for y'all that don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, give it to him a little bit. Turn it up a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. We gon' keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. Blah, 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 yeah, 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 laugh at them, cause they'll understand the truth. When you give them truth, they be trying to bring some proof that the truth don't really even exist. I'm like, damn, got me clutching fists. Matter of fact, all y'all got me pissed because I'm in the spot, different level. I don't need no riffs. Oh, okay. All right, y'all. All right. Here it is. You know, I'm going to keep it on top of this motherfucker. You're going to keep it on top of the motherfucking beast banging. Y'all, the reason the topic is what it is right here because we are in these times. And me and my brother right here, we are Generation X. We Gen X.
Is that what we are?
Yeah, we Gen X.
I didn't know what we were.
We Gen X.
We Gen X.
And to
then that just seen the birth and the death of Cracky. Like that spans a long time. So if you got a picture of how old I am now, I seen the beginning of crackheads, and I seen the end of crackheads.
Hey, look, I'm not one of the ones that's worried about what turn of my age is. I'm 44. I'm 44 years old.
I ain't worried about me.
I got a 27 year old daughter. I got a 17, about to be 18 year old daughter. I got a 16 year old son.
Oh no.
Two 11 year old sons.
I don't say it as in the number. No. I say it as in, sometimes when I tell people stories, you wouldn't believe how old I am.
Yep.
Like, I don't say it as in, oh, I'm ashamed to be 48.
No.
I say it as in, you don't even believe how old I am.
Perfect. I wouldn't say that. I would say that because folks need to understand. Yeah. On this podcast platform right here, we keep it all the way real live with self, reality, the people, and life. Unapologetically. Straight up and down. My brethren, he said what he said. I'm letting y'all know it's one of those things, man. Because folks like to go ahead and judge. We in those times, we in these times where you can't even tell a motherfucking. First of all, let me backtrack it a slight bit. Hypothetically speaking, you on a date, I'm on a date. I'm gonna say I'm on a date. Chick, I like, it's so much going on with the motherfucker always getting to the interview questions. But the first thing chicks ask, you got some kids? How many you got?
Yeah, how many kids you got?
Man, it ain't about that. You ain't about to be responsible for none of them.
Yeah.
But we in those times where as soon as you reveal certain shit, that I don't have no problem revealing because I'm a proud individual. My life. This is what it is. So if I have six kids, five kids, moms, hey, this is what it is.
True story.
You're not going to meet any of them.
On accident, this happened.
If you happen to meet one of them,
I've had that happen before.
It's going to be a proper introduction. Boom, boom, boom. Y'all keep it moving.
Oh, no. They met each other without me being there. Then I had to explain later. But that's a whole different story. But true story of, like, men ask the wrong, women always ask job, kids. You got, where you work at, how many kids you got? Men always ask, where you live at and can I come over? Like, they don't even care about the restraining order that's on the back of the door. Like, from their baby daddy. Like, we don't even investigate this shit. We just like, where
I
you
do.
Live at, where can I come over? Oh, I did. That's how I ran. Because I see I was over at Chick House and the restraining order had all juniors on there. Three juniors.
Man,
I left.
I left.
I wasn't even there. And she was nice.
Can I get one of your
she was nice though.
She was disgustingly nice or just nice?
She was nice. But I seen all them restriction orders and then I start seeing junior. I said, this dude probably out in the bushes somewhere.
He already lingering.
But these are the questions that they always ask each other. And true story, I used to just tell chicks at the bar, I got 10 kids. Depending on how you approached me, if I knew you was just looking
for a come up.
If I knew you was looking for a come up, I'd be like, I got 10 kids.
Just
and I usually see the reaction I get when I be like, well, they be like, how many kids you got? I be like, 10. And I just say it.
They be like,
they look at, and they start moving their drink slightly to the left.
They start moving their drinks.
Yeah, they like start sliding the drink down.
To the left, to the left.
And then when they start sliding the drink down, I say, hey, no, it's cool. I mean, I only got 7 different baby mamas, though. That's when they start signaling to the fake person across the room. Like somebody calling them. Ain't nobody calling you. But that's how I used to weave
about. I'll be right back.
But yeah, that's a true story. That's how I used to weave about. I like, if you ain't willing to deal with my 10 kids and 7 baby mamas, something wrong with you, not me. But I say this to say, this is the stuff, on a serious note, these are the things that men put up with. Like, a chick be like, I got 5 baby daddies and 8 kids, and then you like, I don't care.
They want them.
Hey, like, where's our priorities at?
Okay, we about to go. Yeah. Brethren said.
Yeah.
Hey, brethren.
Because they run from me when I say that. But dudes don't run from women when they say that. I do, personally.
Here's the thing, yo. We in these times. You have a lot of men that didn't have their daddies around. You have the same amount of women who didn't have their daddies around.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that tie into some shit? You're going to get the same kind of emotion about things when you have that commonality going on. I just seen it yesterday. I just seen it yesterday in my own hallway where I live at and reside in. I'm sitting here having a good old time being in my own space. I hear all sorts of commotion going on in the hallway. One of my neighbors has one of those kind of dudes that is not emotionally responsible. So it was all sorts of names called. He busted out of their windows. He's doing everything a bitter, jaded ass, whack ass baby moms would do. But he's a male. Exactly. I'm sitting here looking like I know who my neighbor is. She has two sons. Blah, blah, blah. She should not be having any nigga, male, of any sort in her house that don't have the emotional balance that it's got. So I'll be sitting here. We are in these times where folks don't understand the real live level of blatant, in-your-face red flags. If a motherfucker can disrespect you in front of your kids, you can't fuck with them, male or female.
So if you see a dude disrespect his mama, which happens a lot in this day and age, if he can disrespect his mom, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, I got something.
I'm almost 50 years old. Ooh. My mama's 70. And I still don't cuss around my mama. Can you believe that? Like, it's hard to believe. Like, I'm talking to my mother. I still don't say cuss words around my mama. It's like still a certain rule or level. Like, and I'm pretty sure that's how she look at me, because I realized one thing one day when I was looking at somebody else's child, and I realized that our kids never grew up in our mind. And I realized that about my mother and them. Like, you are always the baby. Like, I was looking at pictures of where, and the other thing, I was looking at pictures of when my son was a child. And in my mind, he's never progressed past that child. I know, me and my son, we go out and get drinks and everything, because my son is almost 30. We go out and get drinks and everything, but when I look at his face, I still see that little child. And now I understand what my mother and them see. This is why I am 50 and my mother is 70, and she still looks at me as that little guy that she dropped off at school. Even at 48. If you're a responsible parent and you look at it that way, or you was raised right, I still have this respect for my mother. Like, no matter how old I get, my mother would never get the disrespect that I see these young people doing now. Like, in front of their mother. And I cannot understand it. Because I just wasn't raised like that. Like, we in these times where people just blatantly just disrespect their mother, and like, I can't dream of it. Like, I don't even cuss in front of my mother. I don't do anything in front. Like, I want my mother to still think of me as that child sometimes, because it gives her peace. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to give her the side of me where I'm out here in the streets doing this. And she knows. My mother ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying? She knows what I do out here. She knows I'm not innocent. But it's still a respect thing. My mother feels like, as long as you come around here and respect me, then we good. I don't see that a lot now.
I personally am about to go a deeper level of it. And like I said, we deal with self, reality, the people, and life on here, right? My mother, on the other hand, okay. This is going to be a big step for me right here on showing my growth, but I'm about to go ahead and share this with the world, and I'm about to, hopefully y'all understand my level of capacity that I'm able to obtain and maintain when it comes to shit like this I'm about to speak on real quick. My brother said his mom has him in the sword. I have another brother that y'all have heard on this podcast, Brethren Fats, who lost his mom recently.
Okay.
They had a real good relationship, boom, boom, boom. My mom, on the other hand, love her to death. Everything's cool as far as how I feel about my mom. But I have to also keep it real with a reality that is the harshest and the most hard to deal with. And there's not too many brethren of mine that can relate to this outside of my boy, who y'all have heard on this podcast, Shawnee Mack, Sean Poe. He feels me. We have similar situations on what I'm about to speak on here. My mom, on the other hand, makes me feel like never is never going to be enough. She talks to me sometimes like one of my kids' moms. It hurts.
I never even heard you say that.
It hurts.
And here's the kicker is that I never heard you say anything against your mother.
Exactly.
Like, from all I've been around you for how many years?
We've been each other.
And you always like, my mother, I gotta go, this is my mother, my mom. This is the first time I've ever heard you say anything to that point. Anything to that point. Like, I'm telling you, this man respects his mother so much. That's what I hear about. She been in the hospital. She been sick. I gotta go see my mom. Gotta talk to my mom. Go visit my mom, Duke. So even through what he just said now, he's been there. I mean, from the years, you're talking about 8+ years that I've known this guy, and he's always, I gotta go visit my mom. Gotta go talk to my mom. Gotta make sure my mom okay. This is the first time I'm hearing there's any type of discrepancy or anything. Like, I thought y'all actually had the perfect relationship. And now I'm just finding out live right now.
In some facets, it is. Yeah. My mom is one of my favorite smoking partners.
Well,
my mom is one of my favorite fun situations.
Ever.
But my mom gets caught up sometimes with forgetting that I'm the one seed of hers that doesn't have all of the other motherfucking angles and come-ups and fucking shit that my siblings have.
I come to see you because I want to see you.
I don't have... No, I'm going deeper than this, brethren. I have the most fucking grandbabies of hers.
Yeah.
My mom has shown favoritism to certain grandbabies versus all of them. The whole totality of it. And I still be on what you just seen. And you said that you see it with mom. So I'll get over that part. I have to deal with my kids haven't got over that.
Okay.
Because they see that shit. You've made it very blatant and fucking potent and scary. When I come to see you and visit you, you're asking about my siblings who have the ability... The same ability I have to come see you.
Right.
Why you being that way to me?
You know.
Every time I'm like, hold on. No, man. Let me get to the last one. Here's the last one. I am a individual who believes in fucking independence. My mom is always constantly talking this bullshit about, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to be making this amount of money. Mom, I'm the only fucking one that has multiple situations that are a half a step, 2 steps, maybe 3 or 4 steps from making difference, making generational changing wealth for all of us. And you're constantly on my ass, like I'm just sitting around twiddling my thumbs, wasting my life? How dare you? And you do it in the name of Jesus, that fake Christian shit. Where are them Christian motherfuckers coming to see you during your time of her need. They're not there. They're not there. Yeah. So how fucking dare you be disrespectful to me? I'm maintaining the best I can with the most I got. And I don't have no fucking roommates. I don't have no fucking sponsors. I don't have none of that shit. I don't have the support of my kids' mamas. I don't have none of that shit. I don't even trust the motherfuckers I know I can trust. I don't even trust the people I know I can trust. My brethren right here with me. I know I can trust him. I can name a list. They've been on this podcast. It bothers me. Whoa. How dare you? Why the judgment towards me? So I say this. My mom only does what she does for me is she makes me realize that, damn, I only have one fucking parent left. Because if my father was alive, I wouldn't be going through this shit. I would have the balance to make sure everything's cool. Because me and my pops, we talked. We made amends.
But, yeah.
And then he passed away after I finally swallowed my pride and stopped holding him accountable for some shit that he finally held himself accountable for. I'm tired of it, man.
It's very similar to the Shiny Mac situation.
And Shiny Mac is why I share. Yeah. He's one of them. Sean Poe is who I share that with. Now I'm sharing it with the world. Yeah. I get tired of y'all fucking women. I get tired of you fucking dudes who sit up and always fucking make a fucking excuse to accept some shit that ain't worth accepting. I don't give a fuck if it's my mom's. I don't give a fuck if it's my sister, my brother, my best friend, my less friend. None of this shit. You're not going to disrespect me. You're not going to make me feel like I'm less of who I am. You're not going to make me feel like I'm not putting in that fucking work. Because it takes a lot. The average man would have killed themselves. The above average man would have fucking drug it out and still killed themselves or somebody else. I'm way above the average and the above average. I'm different. I still fucking make people smile. I still make people feel comfortable in their skin. I still put the fucking level of respect to humanity that does not exist now. We are in these times where it's all about what you can do for me. When you have resentment and pushback from people's bullshit, them fucked up people act like you're the problem. No. You're the problem. I have no fucking objection to what you're saying, but I object you because you're the one saying it. I'm sick of this shit, man. I'm tired of it. I go through my shit. I don't have no fucking government help. I don't have no fucking none of that shit. I handle my shit. And I'm not going to sit here and be nobody's emotional punching bag just because you don't have your shit together. I went through mental health fucking counseling. I went through grievance counseling. I went through all this shit. I'm my own savior. I don't need Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ can introduce you to us in the fucking slave ass money. And y'all ain't going to fucking tell me no different. How dare you? Because I know what time it is and I don't need no watch. I'm sick of this shit. I'm tired of it. We in these times where you got to speak on your stand on your business and stand on your shit that you represent. I don't represent none of that shit. I don't give a fuck about politics. I don't give a fuck about religion. I don't give a fuck about monogamous relationships. Fake as shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. All I care about is making sure my kids and when they have kids and they have kids be all the way cool. I'm all about breaking generational curses. Because that's what got us fucked up.
Yeah.
Y'all accept that bullshit. I don't. And I'm the nigga that fucking tell you I don't accept it. You got a problem with it? You can say what you want about me. Get the fuck out my face. I'm here. I'm here. I'm available. I make a way. I'm fucked up right now, for real. Fucked up on multiple levels. I just lost another person out of nowhere that mean a lot to me. Her kids meant a lot to me. My brethren lost his moms.
Yeah, that happened.
Shout out to Brethren Fest. He says the funeral went down today, Friday.
And that's when they always get real, when the funeral come around.
That's my brethren. He just buried his moms. And I'm sitting here having conflict with my own. Like, all I'm just trying to do is just not be, you can't, it's to the point we're in these times, you can't ask people for simple help because they're going to judge you. They're going to talk this and that. They're going to this and that. They're going to think that you just sitting around waiting for handouts. No, hand-ups is different than handouts. Learn that difference, motherfuckers. Learn that difference. Hand-ups are different than handouts. You have to understand who you're dealing with.
No, it's very different.
If you fucked up in the head and you've been fucked up by a lot of fucked up people, you're not going to know the difference. Because you've always helped the people that have been trying to use you. I'm not a user. I'm not an abuser. If I was, I'd be constantly harassing every single, from the oldest to the youngest, one of my kids' moms. I don't need you other chicks. I'm about to say this all the way for real. I don't need you other chicks. From my oldest kid's mom to my youngest kid's mom, they pussy covers a lot of grounds. If I was all about that.
I was trying
and I don't to need none of y'all. No, brethren, you heard me. That. Yeah, I said that shit. I went there. I don't need none of you chicks with the arsenal I have in mind. I don't need y'all. But I'm way above that. I'm not about pussy. I'm not a slave to the pussy. I enslave pussy. There's a difference. And I don't enslave it on the back or the whack ass way. I make a motherfucker have to admit and commit and submit to who the fuck I am. How you handle that, that's on you. I'm not going to tell you how to handle my energy. I'm just going to give you my energy. But if you give me that whack ass energy, you're not going to be able to tell me how to handle it. I'm just going to handle that shit. And if it's whack, you're cut. If it's live, I'll work with you. If it's loyal and golden, you have nothing to worry about. I just wanted to get that off real. I just wanted to get that off my chest real quick. I'm not going to make any other motherfucking episodes about this shit. But I'm tired of it, y'all. I put in that fucking work. I don't like my mom's making me feel like I'm just some fucking average ass. You get what I'm saying,
yeah,
man?
No,
you get what I'm saying, man?
I had a counterpoint to that, but I'm gonna let that go for now.
No, speak on it. This is the perfect box for this. Do it.
I've been through a lot of family shit, and sometimes when I don't know your mother, so I'm not here to defend her. I don't know her. But sometimes when you're the only person that they know, you're the only person they have contact with, they tend to take out the good and bad on you. Because nobody else is reaching out. Like you just said, you're the only person that's actually reaching out. So unfortunately, you get the good and bad because nobody else is reaching out. Nobody's even communicating. I've seen that.
They be communicating, but it be some old...
some bullshit.
It's my mom blatantly shows favoritism.
And I've seen that too.
My brother has the same access. He doesn't have children.
Yeah.
He should be way more open to making sure he go see Mom Dukes on her, whatever his way to get there. My sis lives close to her.
Right.
She should be, regardless of what's going on with him.
But that's what I'm saying.
And my sis got some real life shit. And I'm going to say this off top. Shout out to my sis. One of the strongest, loveliest, beautifulest women out here. Who has to do it on her own. She has one son, my nephew's son. One. And she does it on her own. She doesn't have the help from her kid's dad. She has the help from the guy that said, I'm going to treat him like my son.
Yeah.
And that's very fucking, that's a fine line right now going on right now.
The times.
We're in these times.
We're in these times where Dude, I grew up, and y'all probably heard this story before, but I grew up, like, we had a family full of in-laws. And, like, the in-laws. Yeah, we had in-laws. But the in-laws respected who was in the house at the time. And, like, so, like, my cousin used to go to his father, his biological father. Mm-hmm. With, you know, his mother got married, and the stepfather lived in the house. But he would go to his biological father complaining, oh, this, and that. And then his real, actual biological father would say, well, did he hurt you? Did he beat you? Oh, he asked you to do your homework. He asked you to do the dishes. He asked you to clean up after yourself. Go home, son. Respect that man's house. You don't, that's the difference in the times. Like, his actual father would tell him, go home. Respect that man's house. Now, when he do something wrong, then you come tell me. Hmm. But other than that, if he asked you to do everything I was going to ask you to do, you got no, I don't have no court for you. Like, you're not going to come here and put him on trial because he asking you to do what I would ask you to do.
Ding, 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 ding.
So go on, respect that man's house. Now, when he do something wrong, come back and tell me. But until then, don't come back to me with this bullshit. Now, that's a bygone era.
So, brethren, it's funny. Yeah. You said that. It's not funny, but it's ha-ha, hee-hee. It's all the way real.
Yeah.
My children's moms have not had any man around them that has that kind of mentality. Yeah. I can see from my own fucking view. They are mad I exist. I'm stealing my kids' lives, and I'm not going nowhere. And I make sure that all of them, when they see me, whether they want to admit it or not, they get tingly in their panties and they mad that I'm still existing and still thriving and not sitting there sniffing under their asses. See, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about right there. We in these times. Mm-hmm. And let's go ahead and move forward towards that.
I have taken care of kids and I know that, listen, I have taken care of kids because, one, kids don't have to be here. I've taken care of kids where I have truly been, I won't say, well, in love, whatever, infatuated, whatever. But I wanted to get back in this woman's life, but I had realized that, hey, I started raising this kid, well, you know, and now we broken up, whatever. I'm going to continue raising the child to the point where, at one point, she realized, like, you ain't even in it for me no more, are you? No, I'm not in it for you.
Yeah, you lost
her. I'm in it for the child. Like, yeah, it was a time where, I would have did anything for you or whatever, but right now, it's about the child. It's not even about you. It's not about you and your loser-ass boyfriend that you got right now. It's not about any of that. I don't care. What I do care about is that she has something consistent.
There's
consistent. Yeah, it's something consistent.
I have her, some amazing...
Her father is a married man that's not married to you. So, she needs something consistent in her life.
I have some amazing individuals attached to me. And when I break it down, I have to literally break it down. I have one who doesn't have any kids, but her family structure, her mom and father are still together, married right now, going through some shit, but they still married together. Boom, she's seen a married house. I have another one, boom, they lost her mom. Lost her mom. Boom, I have another one, lost her dad. Boom, boom, boom. I have different levels of this shit.
Yeah, and I get this.
So I'm not going, here's my whole thing with me. And if you are listening to my shit and you have a problem or feel a way because you feel I haven't been all the way authentic, I'm being all the way authentic and I've been all the way authentic. You are not the end game. We are in these times.
That's a mistake to think that you're
the end game. We are in those times right now. I've already settled for individuals who make themselves look like they this, and they really ain't that. So therefore, I'm so wide open for some shit because I'm still healing. I'm still making sure. I'm trying to be not one of those people, hurt people. And any bitch that come around me, any woman, chick, you know, don't bring that shit with me. Don't bring that shit to me. Don't bring that shit to me. That's what I meant for real.
No.
Not with me. Don't bring that shit to me. I'm not with the hurt people mentality and the energy. If you have some shit that you still haven't got over, keep that shit intact, get over it, and then come holler at me. Quit doing this shit. We in these times right now where it's all about what makes you feel good. You will support whatever makes you feel good, whether it's music, whether it's motherfucking politics, whether it's religion, whatever beliefs you have. You have individuals that are sitting there with you. I have individuals that are with individuals that they are not happy with. And they have the audacity to come try to vent to me about these motherfuckers. And I'll be sitting there like, why are you talking to me about this when you're going to just go ahead? They're not the business. Don't you know how to read red flags?
No.
You don't know about red flags?
People know how to read red flags. A lot of shit would be going on. People don't read red flags, actually. They just skip over them. I watched it happen numerous times. Like, to your point, where I say, okay, I was in a relationship where I was like, okay, it's about a child. But when I give you advice on your next relationship, like, you don't see these red flags, they're like, no, everything is good. And then it's all bad. But you think I'm giving you advice because I want to get back with you. I'm really only in it with this. And I think that was a blow to that person's ego when they figured out that, well, really, I'm only raising a child. Like, yes, it was a time where I would drop anything I was doing for you. But now it's not that time. Now, when I tell you about some good advice, like you headed into a minefield, you look at me and laugh. You don't know anything, you jealous fool.
You jealous.
Right.
You jealous fool.
Right. That's how they treated me. You don't know anything, you jealous fool. Okay. I just literally tried to save you from what you was walking into. Because I saw the red flags. Well, for some reason, it's like a bull. The people that are the red flags are presented to somehow be oblivious to them. It's always the person on the outside looking in. They be like, dude, it is a red flag. And this is with my brothers as well as, like, my exes or whatever. And I try to do it. And then, like, my brothers.
I don't call some of these red flag shit. My red flags for me? Well, I know for a fact. Okay, here. Finish your thought on that. Because
no.
we respect people in the middle of the city. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
Finish your
But you brought it up. But we're not gonna get into the red flags that I presented you. But luckily you didn't go down the rabbit hole too far. But you gotta admit that I have given you some advice that you like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And listen, this is my dude. I'm like, hey, if you know what he's doing, I'm good. We all good, right? And then he came back to me, true story, like a few months later, like, yeah, you was right about that one. Like, that's a true story. And I ain't throwing it up like, hey, like I'm rubbing it in like the NBA playoffs or some shit. I'm just saying. Look,
and I done gave him some real live, real shit about his current situation.
Yeah. Right. Well, you like, you sure this is what you want to do?
Everything else that matter, and I mean, he's been through, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm talking about his current
right
shit.
Like, are you sure? Like, yes, he has absolutely came to me and like, are you sure this is the direction you want to go? And I gave a reason why I'm sure. Just like I said.
I told my man, didn't I say, I'm your best man.
Yeah.
Fuck all these other shits.
Yeah, no, seriously, and he is. And he will be.
Me and Shotty Mac, we are the best man.
But,
we are in charge of the girls.
Yeah, we're there in charge of the girls. But it's actually been a situation where I raised red flags to him, and he said, hey, bro, I appreciate the advice, but I know what I'm doing. And then he came back, but he didn't go far down the rabbit hole.
Nope.
Got to give him credit. He done came back like, hey, you nope. Was right. But he didn't go down the rabbit hole. He stopped where he needed to. He was like, hey, you was right about that one. Like, so, listen, the point being, people are going to do what they want to do. That's the point, really. And all you can do is just be there when they do it. Whether they fail or succeed, be there. Be a true friend. Be a true friend. If it don't work out, be a true friend. Still be there. And if it work out, be that true friend and be like, hey,
I'm here to congratulate you, and I hope everything works out even more than it's going right now. But.
But she wiped out yourself.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, like, you know, whether you take the advice or not, the true test of friendship is to just be there. Whether they take your advice or they don't. Well, don't be the one to be like, I told you so when things go wrong. And don't be the one to say, I told you I had it when things go right.
Because here's my thing.
Like, just be there. Like, be there as a friend, no matter what happens.
And to tap into the whole motherfucking, we are in these times. I peep everything. And I have some brethren of mine. And I call them brethren, even though they lightweight don't deserve to even get called there. Got some individuals. They so, like my man Sean Poe says, they got that L on their back, that larceny on their back so deep, they don't give a fuck. They're going to keep on being exactly who they are. I got other individuals that are not used to the next level frequency that you have to be to level up in life, and they keep on fucking going back to the motherfuckers that just make them feel good about who they are in the moment. If that makes sense to everybody.
Yeah, well.
You got people who.
In 95, they call it gassing you up. But I'm old.
You got individuals.
So in 95, they call it gassing
you. You got some individuals, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there
and
like.
You know what they call it in 2024? Minions.
I don't roll with that shit. Yeah.
Or you just gonna keep telling me what I want to hear.
I'm not gonna be around people.
No.
That are
don't
not
tell
elevating.
Me what I want to hear.
I'm not gonna be
tell
around individuals that are not elevating me.
Well, the one thing that me, you, and Poe, we go through shit because we are very receptive to each other's opinions.
Exactly.
Whether we want to hear it or not.
Whether we want to hear it
so
or not. Yeah, say it again, brethren, for the world.
Whether we want to hear it or not. We are very open to each other's opinions, which means we grow together.
Yep.
Because it's day eight. A real friend ain't going to always tell you what you want to hear. That's a minion.
Yep.
A minion will tell you anything you want to hear.
Because it benefits them.
A real friend is going to honestly tell you what you need to know.
Yep.
Whether it's unsavory or not. They're going to be like, hey.
Me and
Bro, this ain't working out. This ain't doing that. That ain't doing that. But they say it in a way like, now, it's haters out there that'll tell you that, but the haters say it in a different way. The haters is like, yeah, you ain't going to amount to this. Your dreams will fail. Like, haters say it in a different way from a true friend. They be like, hey, a true friend will come with a solution. A true friend will say, hey, this might not be working out for you, but hey, let's try this. True story, I didn't like my girl's hairstyle tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight. I didn't like my girl hairstyle tonight. Now we don't.
I was cool with it.
I'm going to talk to her about it, but I am going.
I like how I look.
Yeah,
come here.
Yeah,
I was on some old. I was on some old. Get your AP snappy
it's
meal.
Like a real throwback, you know. I want you to try my chicken. It's on some throwback shit, but.
But that's my sister.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying.
But I'm going to have a real conversation. Like, hey, it's not gonna tear it down or nothing.
Nope.
I'm just gonna be like, hey, I think this might work out better. But if a real friend comes with solutions, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you just don't tear a person down and you don't have no solution. You don't be like, hey, it ain't working out for you. That's what a hater do. But a real friend will come to you and say, hey, I don't think that works out for you, but hey. This might work out for you. I got an actual solution to it. That's what a real friend do. A real friend will come and be like, hey, you know.
Real friends have solutions.
Any
friends,
type of problem that you
pollution.
Got. Like, you might have a problem with a chick and a real friend will come in. Or you might have a problem with a man. Vice versa, and a real friend will come in and be like, hey, this man or this woman, I know you like them, but it ain't working out for you. I got a solution. No, how about you, you know.
And we bring up
and try this. How about you try something new? How about you do this? How about you do that?
And we bring up relationship on here. Not to cut you off, brother.
No.
But we bring up relationship type of shit on here. Because a lot of times, most of the decisions people are making are based on who they are fucking and sucking.
Yes, which is not based on the heart.
That's the saddest thing about it, though.
Everything is based on where the blood is pumping elsewhere.
Yeah. And on that other side of things.
I've watched it happen. I have watched people that just think they fall in love with. You're not really in love with that. You are in love with
a lot of people get
you in love with what's going on right now.
A lot of people get caught in being
content. You are in love on these hot, these nights under Egypt. You in love with that. Right, you in love with that right now. But when you start wearing down the real knees and don't need. Yeah, right.
Oh, I gotta play.
When you start wearing in the knees, yeah, it becomes clear what you really need and what you don't. Like I say, girl's hairstyle don't mean shit compared to what we done been through in the last 8 years.
Oh,
well, we talking about something that might not even might not exist in 2 days. So I'm not going to insult her about it. Like I said, I just think, hey, maybe that's not the right one. Or maybe that ain't that. But like my man said, he liked it. It was a change up. it was something different. Hey, but that by no means defines our relationship.
I'm all the way good with sis.
Yeah, look.
I got my brother in the past. His love. You know what I mean? I got my brother in L, his love. Hey, I got my brother motherfucking reinvent the wheel.
My point being, from the outside looking in, say if you a shallow motherfucker from the outside looking in, motherfucker be like, oh my God, like, you know, whatever.
I am a shallow shit. Motherfucker.
I love a trashy woman too, but that's beside the point. Nothing like a good trashy woman.
Hey, look, I ain't got to the point where I'm able to point out my shit. I'm at that age. I don't want no lazy motherfucker.
No.
I don't want no chick that constantly wants to big up her accomplishments in life and act like she's that bitch or she's that chick.
No, just well, because that's of what that. I'm saying. That's exactly what
I don't like family members that only want to be in your corner and be family when it's conducive to them. I'm tired of it all. I don't like my kids to do it. I don't like my kids' moms to do it. I don't like nothing. I'm tired. I'm sitting here.
There's just other things besides that. First of all, I don't want nothing lazy other than a chair. If it ain't a lazy boy, dude, I don't want that shit in my life. That includes your kids. Yeah, seriously. That includes your kids. If they're lazy, I don't want them either.
if your kids are a certain way because of what they lack, I don't want you in my life on longevity level.
I don't want you, I don't want your kids. Like I said, the only thing I want lazy is a goddamn recliner.
That's it.
Like, I can't push the button.
I'm tired of these old
repetitive
ass chicks.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. I say that to say.
I do what I do. Oh, okay. This is how I act. Oh, okay.
That's the wrong response. I do what I want. Okay, do this somewhere else.
You know, I keep it my way. I stay in my lane. I'm tired of the stay in my lanes.
No.
Flip it up. I change it up.
Me and my wife have come to a serious compromise where, like,
stink.
Above all of the physical stuff, we got a understanding of where we want to be at, where we want to go, and how we want to get there. Now, I don't know how to preach that to these younger cats out there, because until you actually experience somebody that's going in the direction that you're going, you don't know. You don't know about it. You were in it for different things. But when you actually come across a person that's trying to get to where you're going by the same method, it's something different. And at that point, that's when you know, okay, we have to just be together because we are going towards a common goal. That's why I say all that physical shit go out the window. Not completely out the window, because you did get with... Listen, let's all be real. We all get with people on physical reasons. So let's keep that real. Like, you don't just meet a person and be like, oh, I love her personality. She's the best. It's always a physical reason why you even step up to the plate. Like, you ain't even trying to knock it out the park if it ain't something physical that you like. So Let's stop kidding ourselves and fuck that bullshit about, oh, personality, blah, blah, blah. If it ain't nothing physical, y'all not even attracted to each other in the first place.
Nice.
So let's clear the air on that. So it's always going to be something physical. It's a physical element. That's why y'all get together. Now, the beauty and all of that is trying not y'all have the same common goals, and it's just not fucking. Uh-huh. Like, when you find out it's beyond fucking, you be like, oh, my God, this might be the one. we can fuck and do other things.
I'm one of those guys. I've been one of those guys. If all you offer to me is a good nut, you are not the fuck.
No. Think about it. Women been doing it to us for years. That's why they got multiple men. That's why they got the fix it man, to take me out to dinner man, take the kids to school man. They got all these men because if all you offer is a good nut, you are not the package. You are not the complete package.
You're not.
And I hate to break it to men because we got the biggest egos on earth. And we always think, hey, it's about how we laid it down.
Why do we have the biggest egos? Let's go ahead and type on that real quick. Because we have to go through the hardest obstacles prove ourselves worthy.
Yeah, we got to jump through with fire. Yeah, with the fire ladies.
Even the ones who know we are worthy. We have to prove it to those. Let alone the ones who sit there talking.
Every
shit.
Night I got to prove my love. Was that the five heartbeats? Every night I got to prove my love. That's
he
real.
Said, was that the five?
Well, I can't even remember which one was it. Every night I got to prove my love to you. But that's real. Because every night we do have to prove our love.
I had the individual tell me that I have lied to their face and boom, boom, boom. And then when I say, let's have a conversation about it, they're like, no, because I like where we at and what our space is. Now, I respect that they respect our relationship
that much. Space is.
But, bitch, let's have a conversation.
Oh, no, she don't want to have a conversation. That means...
Because I ain't never lied about shit.
You know, I can't win. I ain't never lied. I'm 6'3", but I ain't never lied.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever. So, skip through that. Skip to my Lou on that one. But I'm just tired of these motherfuckers.
He had a comedy show tonight.
It just made me laugh. Like,
he really had a whole ass comedy show.
We are in these times right now, y'all, where you have to be all the way confident and comfortable with calling out people that ain't fucking conducive. We have to be comfortable with calling out some shit that ain't comfortable with yourself. We in these times where there's so many distractions and narratives going around where you have to make sure that you are all the way on the fucking, you're all the way on the cusp.
What? Who got the Irish Spring ring? Was that you?
No. Oh. That's my, whatever my son out there playing.
Man, I'm the fucking Irish
Spring. Hey, whatever you got going
I'm
on
out
there.
I'm washing my hands with Susan Queen aloe vera. I always got to call out the soap. My man be having some exotic soap, so I'm going to put the soap on blast. It's Soothing Clean Aloe Vera tonight. Shout out to my man for having different soap other than Dial.
You got to take your shoes off and wash your hands coming over here. I don't like motherfuckers that don't wash their hands. I don't care about the
shoes. It don't be Dial. It be Soothing Aloe Vera.
It be real shit going in here. You going to wash your hands and clean your ass coming over here.
Yeah, you can clean your ass. That's like for Red Fox. But no. Nah. Now you got me on Red Fox. I'm trying to.
What is
it?
You go wash your
hands. Yeah, Red Fox in this shit. You ain't
clean your ass.
Hands. Wash your hands. Nothing else you do, wash your hands. That's what Red Fox
nice. Oh, but
that's a life lesson for Red Fox, y'all. When you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about Fred G. Sampson.
Fred G. Sampson.
Stand up, my man said, if you don't do nothing else, wash your ass.
Flat the fuck out.
I don't care if you don't wash your underwear, wash your ass. Hey, go back and look it up. But the point being that,
this shit stopped. We didn't win.
Oh,
my bad.
Damn, I was about to get
this made me sick.